In this bulletin, a global coronavirus inquiry officially backed by the World Health Assembly. COVID-19 lockdowns cause a significant drop in daily carbon emissions. And in the AFL, Geelong midfielder Jack Stephen is discharged from hospital. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Holt. An independent review into the handling of the coronavirus pandemic will take place, with an EU and Australian-led resolution at the World Health Assembly formally passing overnight. The vote was carried without objections, with China also backing the proposal, along with more than 100 other nations. Despite its support, China has criticised Australia for pushing an investigation, accusing it of ulterior political motives. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian says Australia should not be taking credit for the final agreement.
The resolution and the so-called independent international inquiry raised by Australia are not the same thing. For example, the resolution suggests an evaluation at an appropriate moment rather than immediately launching a so-called inquiry.
But the federal government has welcomed the passing of the resolution. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne and Health Minister Greg Hunt say Australia has been clear in its calls for such a review. A new study has found global daily carbon emissions dropped by more than a sixth at the height of the coronavirus lockdowns in early April. The researchers calculated daily emissions and compared them with the average daily level last year. Lead author Professor Corinne Lequer of the University of East Anglia says the reduced use of cars was a major factor.
The fall in emissions we're seeing, 17% per day, is enormous. We haven't experienced something like this before, as far as we can tell. It's driven by changes in road transport.
Back home, and Australia has recorded its 100th coronavirus death. A 93-year-old at a Sydney aged care facility that has been the site of one of the country's deadliest clusters. Four other nursing homes in Victoria are in lockdown because of outbreaks. The latest fatality from Newmarch House in Western Sydney is 93-year-old Alice Bacon, the 17th COVID-19-related death at the centre. Her daughter, Mary Watson, says she knew her mother was sick, but believes she could have pulled through if the outbreak had been handled better.
It's hard, because now we think, well, maybe she could have survived this. We've just found, after living through the last 5 days, she's quite stubborn, but we knew that already. She had a very strong spirit. She didn't want to leave us, I don't believe.
Newmarch House is the site of the second largest cluster in the nation. In Victoria, the state's Deputy Chief Health Officer, Annalise Van Diemen, says mystery surrounds cases at the aged care centres in lockdown.
At this point in time, we don't have a source of the infection for the current facilities, so that's why the extensive investigations will continue over the coming days.
A new study shows young Australians with a disability are twice as likely as their peers to have experienced bullying and feel sad about their lives. Mission Australia's Youth Survey Disability Report also finds these young people are more prone to mental health concerns. Mission Australia Chief Executive James Toomey says the findings are concerning and disturbing, with respondents almost twice as likely as others to talk about suicide.
It tends to point towards a picture of the ease with which it's possible to stigmatise young people with a disability, and that even something considered a joke is actually a form of bullying, or can be a form of bullying. So it's really important to understand that driving down stigma associated with disability is a very, very important element of making young people with disability feel safe, and that they'll then be less likely to experience bullying, whether it's physical or verbal.
The survey, conducted among 25,000 young people with a disability aged from 15 to 19, also found 6 out of 10 reported facing a range of academic, mental health and physical barriers to pursuing their post-school goals. Listeners seeking mental health information or support can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. In the AFL, Geelong midfielder Jack Stephen has been discharged from hospital after surgery to repair injuries from a stab wound he suffered over the weekend. Details are still unclear as to how the 30-year-old ended up with the wound, with a police investigation ongoing. The Cats say their main priority is Stephen's well-being. The four-time St Kilda Best and Fairest winner played just 7 games last year and came close to retirement as he dealt with mental health issues. And now for a look at today's weather. Partly cloudy in Perth and 20 degrees. Showers increasing in Adelaide and 16. Showers mainly at night in Melbourne, also 16. An afternoon shower or two in Hobart, 17. A few showers in Canberra, 14. Mostly sunny in Wollongong, 23. Similar conditions in Sydney and 24. Early fog, then mostly sunny in Newcastle, 24. A shower or two in Brisbane, also 24. Showers in Cairns, 28. And partly cloudy in Darwin, 33. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.